This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You're here to talk about infrastructure. Yes. Right now, Republicans are attacking you, saying you shouldn't be in New Hampshire talking about infrastructure. You should be in the southern border talking about immigration. How do you respond to them?
I'm not going to play political games. I'm here because the American Jobs Plan.
No, this isn't COVID, Kamala, and you know it. You just don't want to visit the southern border because you know what you're going to hear. You're in complete denial, and you need to fix the southern border.
Is that what you're saying? It's broken?
Yeah, that's it. It's broken.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, I mentioned my secret weapon.
Oh, my God. It's a flip phone.
Uh-huh.
The flip phone.
The flip phone, yeah. I call every member all the time.
I called her. I said, where are you? She said, I'm staying another day. So, you know, let her come home, okay?
Give me back my wife.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I know it's only Monday, but it will be hard to find a more predictable standing headline than this one from Variety. Just out. TV ratings, Oscars plummet to record low. They're always record lows. Down 58% compared to last year. 58% to last year. They scored under a 2 rating among adults 18 to 49. So less than 1 out of every 50 adults in the prime demographic buying age group was actually watching it. That was down 64% from last year. It was a more intimate and stripped down version of the Oscars. Intimate. If it had been any more, if the ratings had been any lower, they could have invited everybody to L.A. They could have had maybe standing room only in Union Station for this. I couldn't, of course I didn't watch it, but I was looking at it today and the stories about it. The movie that won Best Picture is a film, a screen gem called Nomadland. Not No Man's Land, Nomadland. Do you know what the box office take for Nomadland is for the year? For the year, $2.5 million. So I don't want to hear any more crap from my listeners about my movie, A Civil Action, which came out in 1998, I think. And it did in its first weekend, I mean, a mediocre number, all told, even for 20 plus years ago, $15 million. That's in its first weekend, it did 6 times what the Academy Award winner did for the whole year.
But did it win an Oscar?
No, it didn't win an Oscar. No, it did not.
Your pen flipping was worthy of a nomination, I would say.
I would certainly agree. Best special effects or best technical efforts. I was a veritable stuntman with my pencil flipping in that movie. But anyway, that's all. We're not going to talk about it anymore. It's just crap. They saved the best actor till last because they thought it was going to be some black guy who died, and that was going to be really an emotional event. But it turned out that some white guy, the guy that played Hannibal Lecter 30 years ago.
Anthony Hopkins
had won the award. He wasn't there. He was sleeping, and he was taking a nap in Wales when it It would take a heart of stone not to laugh. I'm sorry the black guy died. But, come on. If you're going to set it up like that, you better know who's going to win, right? Okay. Anyway, here's another story of the weekend. This is not going to get too much play outside of Florida, probably, and the fever precincts of the alt-left Democrat media. Ron DeSantis, the despised governor of Florida, despised by Democrats, beloved by Floridians and by Republicans for opening the state, by everyone who loves freedom, he's a beloved figure. He went to a opening of this big new food market in Delray Beach over the weekend, and it's got 150,000 square feet. All these businesses that are that have been forced out of business in New York State have come down and moved in. And he just wanted to go, and everybody was in a great mood. It was a fantastic day, weather-wise. So he's there shaking hands and everything. And then Taylor, it happened. One of the new Floridians from New York handed him a slice of pizza. And do you know what happened? He folded it over and then ate it, like you or I or any normal person would have done.
Barbaric.
Florida Democrat operative Thomas Kennedy tweeted out, "Ron DeSantis eating a pizza is extremely disturbing." Then all the Democrats went crazy.
At least he didn't start with a crust. That always gets me.
Who starts with a crust? Come on.
There are people out there that do.
There are. But, you know, the thing is, though, I would say I'm looking at the picture of it right now. This is the most normal way there is to eat a pizza.
Yeah, you fold it in half.
Right. If it's big, if it's a big slice, you fold it in half. If you're afraid it's going to flop down and the pepperoni or the sausage or the whatever is going to fall on the floor, you fold it in half.
And it's great for channeling the grease that's on the pizza, too.
That's right. That's right. And so then everybody went crazy, you know, when he, after that tweet saying it was extremely disturbing. I love Janice Dean from, you know, the Fox weather person who's leading the charge against Cuomo. Disturbing? Wait till you hear about the governor of New York. And then somebody else tweeted out a picture of de Blasio. You know how he was, despite his name, he's not really an Italian. His real name is Warren Wilhelm Jr., I believe. They have a picture of him eating a piece of pizza with a fork. With a fork. I mean, no politician in their right mind anywhere in the country should be eating a piece of pizza with a fork. Not in public, anyway. I mean, if you order one late night and it comes and it's, you know, it's really greasy and it's got extra cheese on it and it's a meat lover's pizza and it's huge. And, you know, nobody's there watching you.
Maybe a deep dish warrants a fork.
Yeah, but I never in public. But there's a picture of de Blasio with it. So they hate that. This is how bad it is. This is how deranged they are. They you know, you've heard of Trump derangement syndrome. Before that, there was Bush derangement syndrome. Now there is DeSantis derangement syndrome. And there's also a story. They're going to the Democrats want to reinvestigate the 2018 election where he narrowly won over Andrew Gillum, the mayor of Tallahassee, who was in a photo finish with a federal grand jury at the time, and who has since been seen, shall we say, in a Miami Beach hotel room, passed out with a male hooker. So that now they're very, you know. So if you don't think that if you think there were irregularities in the 2020 November elections with Donald Trump and Joe Biden, you're a denier and you must be canceled. But now they're going to try to go back and try to dig up some dirt on DeSantis from the election. Actually, it was the Democrats who were trying to steal the election down in Broward County. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That's the 617, with all the bad ratings, it looks like L.A. Rousted the bums out of the area for nothing. Yeah, you know, that's nothing new. They've been doing this for years. I guess the Pope visited L.A. back in 87, and they did the same thing. They got rid of all the bums. And the Union Station is a very historic place. A lot of exteriors, anyway, are shot from some of the famous old film noir movies from the, you know, the 40s and the 50s. And I remember going down to the Atlanta Democrat convention in 1988, where they nominated Mike Dukakis. And my brother was living in Atlanta at the time. And he said, this place looks totally different from, he lived in downtown right near the convention hall or the arena, whatever it was. And he said, this place looks totally different now than 2 weeks ago. And I said, what happened? What's the difference? And he said, they gave all the bums that live downtown the bus tickets to Birmingham. And then, you know, these weren't like, voluntary bus trips. These were mandatory bus trips. They just got cleared them out. This is what they do. This was the Democrat convention. They love the underprivileged and the downtrodden until they get close to being in their way. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, you've been hearing us talk for a long time now about Super Beats heart chews and how great they are. They're great for your heart health, your circulation, your blood pressure. And, you know, though a lot of us have other concerns about keeping ourselves healthy. And for instance, I have a family history of brain health concerns. And so I'm taking proactive steps to ensure the best outcome. I'm doing a number of things. But one thing I was going to tell you about today is a new Super Beats product that helps me. And it's called Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. The makers of Super Beats Heart Chews are introducing their newest product to help promote brain blood flow and support overall cognitive health. It's called Super Beats Memory and Focus. Tastes just as good as Super Beats Heart Chews. It has a blueberry flavor, too. As you can see, if you're on social media, you can see the blue coloring on the bag. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied fermented resveratrol with a patented coffee fruit extract. Super Beats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory, alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue.
How are you liking it so far?
I like it a lot. I had one right before I went on the air, and I just, you know, it's great. It's good stuff. And, we're going to tell you how you can get a bag with a bag of Super Beats Heart Chews, which you probably already get. Super Beats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways, by promoting blood flow and by supporting healthy levels of BDNF. BDNF is a key neuroprotein. It supports overall brain health as we age. You got to keep those BDNF levels at a high level to support your brain health. And like other Super Beats products, Super Beats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients, the only cognitive chew of its kind. And it's the same way. You can just they're wrapped in foil. You can take them with you in the morning when you leave. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Super Beats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. This is an introductory offer. Get a free 30-day supply of new Super Beats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Super Beats Heart Chews. Get yours at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
/781 says, I know what to give Biden for Father's Day. Super Beats Focus and Memory Chews. He could use something, that's for sure. We've got a compilation cut from his Earth Day address to the world, to the solar system, to the galaxy last week. We'll play that in a moment. This Mother's Day, celebrate all of the moms in your life with 1-800-Flowers. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for $34.99. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question, and what are the results thus far? I should read this story here first. Excuse me, I'm sorry. More and more, this is CBS, they did a poll, or someone did a poll. More and more Americans seem to be cutting the cord and switching away from cable and satellite subscription services in favor of streaming services, reflecting changes in the way they consume television. 5 years ago, 63% of Americans mostly watched television through cable and satellite. Today, that percentage has dropped to fewer than half of all Americans, while the percentage of those primarily watching television via a streaming service on the internet has jumped 17 percentage points from 20% in 2016 to 37% today. Most adults under 35 now consume television that way, and just 22% of adults under 35 now primarily watch television through cable or satellite. And the percentage of people cutting the cord in all age groups is rapidly escalating for obvious reasons, even though they can't see the Academy Awards. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you cut the cable satellite cord yet? Yes, no, or no, but I plan to soon.
No, but I plan to soon, as soon as I can figure out a way to get internet service, too.
19% say no, but they plan to. 47% say they haven't cut it at all, and 34% say they have cut it.
Wow. That's pretty good. We have a predominantly older audience, and 34% is a pretty big number. All right. It's only going to get larger because, you know, not only do you overpay and you don't need all that, but you're also supporting MSNBC, you're supporting CNN, all these woke cable channels, you know, Comcast also owns NBC. You know, once you stop paying Comcast $100-$150 a month, you feel good about that. It's just like stopping from patronizing Amazon every day. You know, you're not supporting people who want to cut your throat. 844-500-4242. Well, here's some expected news, but it's kind of depressing news. Massachusetts census results. Bay State will again have 9 congressional seats for the next 10 years. I was hoping that they would lose a seat, Massachusetts, and they would have to be some kind of a primary battle, you know, and that maybe Keating would be thrown into the district against, somebody. But no, I guess they pumped up the numbers enough to keep the 9 seats. I think when I was a kid, Massachusetts had 14 congressmen. More than enough. Way more than enough. Eight would be too many as far as I'm concerned. 844-500-4242. Why don't we play the Joe Biden climate speech montage here? This is from last week. It's all together. Just run together. Cut 10.
A moment of peril. I'd like to build. I want to build I see the engineers to forge cleaner steel. We must try to keep the Earth's temperature and to an increase of 1.5 degrees Celsius. It's undeniable. The idea of accelerating and punishing the reality that will come if we don't move this November and the UN climate change conference. We really have no choice. We have to get this done.
That he closes his book and he hits the microphone with his book of a prepared statement and it looks like a loose leaf binder. Wow. And then he walks away, stumbles away, I should say. The other thing he said his wife was out at the Navajo reservation or something, and he just made this very, very weird aside to the to his wife and to where she was, to the people who she was with, to let her come home. Cut 9.
We're helping ourselves. We're helping others. This endeavor, it really is important. And I just want to say one thing to Bird of the Navajo Nation. Let my wife come home. She likes the Navajo Nation too much. She keeps being out there. She's been out there for 2 days. She was out there before. I don't know. You know what I mean? I called her. I said, where are you? She said, I'm staying another day. So, you know, let her come home, okay? I don't want her, you know, that's too far for me to commute.
May we quote you on that, Mr. President? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, and at this time, every weekday afternoon, we are joined by Grace Curley from The Grace Curley Show for Grace's News.
Hello, Howard. Thank you so much for having me on your program. I'm going to start today with a headline that I think is going to make you happy. It's not the Oscars ratings. I heard you get to that right within the first few minutes of the show, down 58%, in case anyone missed it. This is a headline from the Boston Globe. Young people are politically engaged, pro-Biden, and depressed, study finds.
Well, I mean, any person, young or old, who's pro-Biden has plenty of reason to be depressed. Did you just hear that sound cut we just played?
Yeah, it's really, it's getting quite scary. And then I think what's even scarier, though, is when Jen Psaki gets asked real questions and she just doesn't want to answer any of them. But before I get to any of that sound, I want to talk a little bit about Biden going to Atlanta, because with the help of Joe Biden and his crazy rhetoric about Jim Crow and Jim Eagle and Jim Crow 2.0, Atlanta has really taken a hit. The All-Star game has moved out of Atlanta, and it's people there are really upset that they're losing all this revenue. But Biden's here to help. He is planning a rally in Atlanta despite supporting the players in MLB Georgia boycott. And it's a rally to commemorate his 100th day in office. I wanted to get your take on this, Howie. It's a drive-in car rally to highlight how he has delivered on his promises to the American people.
Wouldn't it be more appropriate to have the rally at the southern border, at one of the migrant detention centers?
Well,
maybe that hall in San Diego where 9% of the illegal alien children have tested positive for COVID, and they're getting in-person instruction while the schools remain largely closed in California.
Yeah, there is a lot of hypocrisy going on with the border, which actually, Howie, I know I played this earlier, but I think it's worth replaying for your audience here, is Peter Ducey got married this weekend. He's back in the press room, and he is not holding back. He asked Jen Psaki about a story that's out that reports that when migrant children come here, they get welcome bags. And in those welcome bags, allegedly, they're getting copies of Vice President Kamala Harris's book. So even though Grace, she's not at the border, she's giving them a copy of her book.
Grace, didn't the former mayor of Baltimore go to prison?
Yes.
For selling her own children's books?
Can we talk about that for a second? Because I was thinking the same exact thing. She wrote this book, and the sales were incredible.
Right. But she wrote it when she was president of the Senate, so she controlled the budget of the state. So anyone who was doing business with the state suddenly decided to buy 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 copies of these books, which were more like pamphlets just stapled together. And the grammar was atrocious, and there was no plot. And they weren't real books. It was a shakedown.
The books left something to be desired.
Yes. This is not a Democrat thing. I mean, you know, when Mitt Romney was running for president, remember he engineered a deal so that his quote unquote book would be bought by all these groups that supported him, so it would skyrocket to the New York Times bestseller list, top of it. And so, I mean, everybody, Jim Wright, the former House Speaker, did it. Deval Patrick, the former governor of Massachusetts. This is how you make money. But I mean, this is kind of like, not feeding at the trough. This is licking the plate. If the government is buying these books and then giving them to illegal alien kids who can't probably read Spanish, let alone English.
Yeah, they're like, what are we supposed to do with these?
Can we eat these?
I do want to read one of the bylines here. I'm not the bylines, the headlines of this old story Howie's referring to. Ex-Baltimore mayor sentenced to 3 years in prison.
Pew.
For children's
P-U.
Book scam.
Pew.
Yeah. Scam. Catherine Pugh resigned after federal authorities said she arranged for bulk sales of her Healthy Holly children's books to disguise hundreds of thousands of dollars in our favorite
payoffs.
Word, Howie.
Payoffs.
No, kickbacks.
Oh.
Yes.
Gratuities.
I do remember that. So now that the story has come out about Kamala Harris, we're wondering, you know, is this ethical? Will there be repercussions? And Peter Doocy had the gall to ask Jen Psaki this question. And her response is pretty funny because she does that tactic where she pretends she doesn't understand the question, like Mickey the Dunce. Oh, what? Huh? What do you mean? And then she finally does give some sort of answer. This is cut six.
Every migrant child being brought to a shelter is being given a copy of her children's book, Superheroes Are Everywhere. Do you know why that is and if she's making any money off of that?
Of the president? Of the vice president?
Vice president's book, yeah.
I'd have to check with our Health and Human Services team. You're talking about if they go to shelters or if they go to...
Yeah, in the welcome kit, apparently, there's a copy of her 2019 children's book, Superheroes Are Everywhere.
I'd have to certainly check on that. Okay. Here, it's a good book.
I love how she pretends she doesn't understand what he's asking. Like, it's so complicated.
Did they have a choice between Mayor Pugh's book and Vice President Harris's book? I'd rather read the Holly book.
Howie,
Healthy Holly Holy.
Howie, what about Andrew Cuomo? Why doesn't his book get to be included?
That's true. You know, now that you mentioned it, how about John Boehner's book? There's another scam.
What about Hunter Biden's book? They could learn
exactly.
a lot from that book.
Doesn't
this could
Dr.
be a
Jill,
column.
Dr. Jill has a children's book too, right?
I think she does. Children's books are great because you don't even have to like sit down with a ghostwriter for hours at a time or days at a time. You just whip off a few outlines over the course of a weekend and somebody puts it into shape. The somebody 207 says, wasn't House Speaker Jim Wright toppled for the same thing? Yeah, he was basically forced out. I remember he was given a lot of the books were going. I think I've told this story before. A lot of the books were going to Boston University because the guy that was the president of BU, John Silber, was another guy from Texas. And so he got a lot of favors from Jim Wright when he was speaker. So he picked up, a few thousand books and then he couldn't do anything with them, so he started shipping them over to the Herald to us, you know, because we were kind of like allied with John Silber. And for a long time, Grace, in the old old Herald factory newsroom in the South End, we had we used those cases of the books to open the doors, the fire doors, so that the breeze would come in the summertime. It was a very valuable tome in that sense. Kept the breeze flowing in the Herald newsroom for many years.
I mean, it's just insanity. And I think it really does show you the level of not just the lack of self-awareness, but they really think they're above any sort of criticism. Because this is a really, really bold move to not only not be visiting the border, not be calling it a crisis, but then to be handing out your lame book titled Superheroes Are Everywhere. They might be everywhere, but they're not at the southern border. She's nowhere to be found. And she's in New Hampshire. And I heard this in your introduction, Howie, which is very good today, by the way. But I think we should play it again. Kamala Harris is asked about this. I want to give credit to the reporter, Adam Sexton. He asked about her not being
WMUR, Channel 9.
It's always It's always the local reporters who ask real questions. And listen to what she had to say. Cut 15.
You're here to talk about infrastructure. Yes. Right now, Republicans are attacking you, saying you shouldn't be in New Hampshire talking about infrastructure. You should be in the southern border talking about immigration. How do you respond to them?
I'm not going to play political games. I'm here because the American Jobs Plan is going to bring...
By the way, did you see a new poll came out today? And Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, is 2 points ahead of Maggie Hassan. I think it's 48-46. I mean, it's, again, very early. It doesn't mean much, but it's pretty interesting.
But, Howie, did you see the Chris Sununu story in Real Clear Politics?
What's that?
There's a story about how Biden isn't on any of these COVID calls with the governors. So the Trump administration did 40 calls, all right? And Trump was on 8 of them, and Vice President Mike Pence was on 39 out of the 40. Now, Joe Biden hasn't been on one of the calls, and Kamala Harris has been on one call. And the guys, one of the governors, I think it was North Dakota maybe, he said she was on one call for 5 minutes and she didn't take any questions. And Chris Sununu was quoted in the article basically saying, yeah, Joe Biden hasn't been on any of these. And you know who's heading up the phone calls every day?
Who?
Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's in charge. By the way, guys.
Does he interrupt the call? Hey, honey, come up here. I'm having some trouble with my phone.
Come sing us Danny Boy.
Come on over here. Come on over here. Turn around when you're fixing my phone.
Everybody wants to hear you sing Danny Boy. Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that in as little as 20 minutes will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code HOWIE12 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE12. Howie, I saw this story today in the Washington Examiner, and I thought it was really interesting. Black business owners at George Floyd Square are pleading for help as crime spikes and revenue plummets. Black-owned businesses surrounding the area where George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis last year say they are in desperate need of help from the police. "The city left me in danger," the owner of Smoke in the Pit said Thursday, 2 days after Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder for Floyd's death. "They locked us up on here and left us behind. Look around. Things are empty," said Richard Roberts, who works at a nearby church. "What can we do about it?"
Yeah, apparently that was a pretty prosperous section, and there were a ton of black-owned businesses in the area. Now it's been totally destroyed by wokeness.
Yeah, and it's sad because I've talked to a lot of people who say the same thing, Howie, and who say, you know, all these politicians, whether it's Maxine Waters or Al Sharpton, they go to these places and they spark all of these riots and this anger, and then they leave. They get on their private jets and they leave, and it's the black-owned businesses that suffer the most because nobody comes back to help, and none of these media outlets like CNN cover it afterward. They just want to be there for the chaos.
Yeah. I mean, again, if you're looking for a book to read this summer and you don't want to read my book, any of my books, I recommend The Bonfire of the Vanities by Tom Wolfe. And it was his novel. And he's got the Al Sharpton character, Reverend Bacon. It's a perfect likeness of the book is more than 30 years old now. But there's also another guy they have in there. And, you know, the guy that's being tried for the crime, you know what they call him, Grace?
What?
The great white defendant, like the great white whale. He's the great white defendant. And I think it was Larry Elder wrote a column last week, and he said Derek Chauvin has become, for the 21st century, the great white defendant. You know,
yeah.
Someone that they can just, everybody can dump on and not have to worry about anything. Any blowback whatsoever.
Howie, could I make a quick book suggestion for people this
yes.
summer? It's a book. It's called Healthy Holly. It's by one of my favorite authors. Her name is Catherine Pugh. And
what's her Bureau of Prisons number?
I don't have it.
Have you looked it up? I'll get it during the break.
You know what? It's not in her bio on the sleeve of the book. It's the weirdest thing, Howie.
It's not on Amazon either. You got to put her name in. You can't put her BOP number on.
All right, Howie. Thank you very much. I'll be back later for Hate Mail Monday.
All right. Hey, Grace, one more thing. Did you hear? I was looking at one of the radio blogs, and people seem to be liking your show.
Uh-oh.
And somebody said that there are people, though, who don't like Grace, and can we begin calling them Graces?
Ooh, okay. I got to go on that blog. Every time I mention it, people start writing back in. But a lot of times, they end up just talking about you, Howie. It's the weirdest thing.
But anyway, so that's we're going to call the people who attack Grace from now on, we're going to call them Graces.
There's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of them.
Not as many as there used to be, Grace.
That's true.
You're doing a good job. All right. Thank you. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, Ty.
Why buy gold? Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to Goldco, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at Goldco to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/HowieCarr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you. So, what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/HowieCarr to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/HowieCarr now, Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-3733. 603 says, those who haven't liked grace from the beginning are practicing systemic gracism. There you go. There you go. Critical grace theory will be taught in all public schools from now on to overcome the legacy of oppression. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Good afternoon, Howie. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I listen on a regular. The reason I wanted to share was I had solved the problem when you were talking about cord cutters and such. The way I've done it over the past year and a half is simply like this. I found my cell phone provider provides an internet hotspot as well as unlimited data. So I have about 65 gigs worth of data that I can use, which I run my Roku, my computers, and everything else off at the same time. My cell phone bill is actually only $77. It's $67, but I pay for one streaming service. So,
wow, that's pretty good. I have a hotspot on my cell phone too, but I thought it ran up. If I and the mailroom manager are both using the hotspot, isn't it going to add up pretty quick?
Not if you have an unlimited plan. If I could ask the caller, how's the quality on your streaming services through the hotspot?
I run everything. Everything runs fine. My Roku device works perfectly fine. I use Zoom every day. I run my computers off. It all works wonderful.
There's no constant buffering or anything like that? No buffering?
No, not with the modern-day cell phone. No, not at least in my particular instance. I also live in Worcester, Massachusetts, so I have a good cell phone coverage, but I run everything but no problem. Movie, TV, computer, internet, with the unlimited data that I can share on my regular cell phone plan, which is 35, it's technically 35 gigs. And then additionally, in that same cell phone plan is included a 30 gig hotspot, so I get 65 gigs to basically run whatever I need to. It works out wonderful for me.
I'm guessing, Tim, you don't miss satellite or cable TV or broadcast network TV all that much, do you?
No, I don't miss it at all. But to be honest with you, I have found that, they required a law where they had to broadcast local TV stations on a digital antenna. So I actually use that to supplement just like local TV and stuff, which works out great.
Yeah. Yeah. The last thing I used to listen to on local TV was the weather sometimes, if there was a storm coming or something. But who needs that even now? You don't need that. You don't need any of that stuff. I don't know. Someone said texted earlier and said, me and my wife are millennials and we still listen to you on the radio. Well, I'm glad, but I mean, the radio is free and the radio is not costing you anything. And, and again, if you have one of these systems, you can get us on online anywhere. You can get us on an app. You can get us streaming. You can get us on any of the, any of our affiliates. So we're not as affected as TV stations are by this cord cutting that's going on. But Taylor, do you have cable?
No, I got rid of cable. I use YouTube TV, and it's got really more stations than cable ever provided me.
But how much does YouTube cost you? Do you subscribe?
Yeah, it's a subscription. It's like $50 a month or something like that. It's not bad. And I barely watch. I could get along without it, but I use it to record a lot of movies that I can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like Sundance TV movies, anything on AMC. There's a lot of great independent film channels on there.
Yeah. So if I've spent $50 a month on YouTube, could I get all the Boston Blackie movies instead of just a couple of them?
I'm not sure they're really rebroadcasting too many Boston Blackie movies.
How about The Falcon?
The Maltese Falcon?
No, The Falcon. The Falcon Goes to Hollywood. The Saint. The Crime Doctor. The Whistler. The great movies of yesteryear. I'm Howie Carr.